Peter and the moment of illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Bible stories. Peter and the moment of illumination. Bible scholars have talked for years about Peter and the other apostles or disciples of Jesus, and how they responded to the master teacher. And Peter was always given the top drawer attitude, the top drawer program, and he was the rock upon which the church that would be founded would be founded. And Peter didn't have an easy time all the time, because Peter was going around being himself and doing the things he understood. And it seemed as though the moment that the crucifixion came, then all the disciples, they just sort of headed for the hills, and they almost were not seen anymore. And they went back to their fishing boats, and they went back to their families, and back to their life. But eventually they came back together again. And as they came back together again, Peter was kind of confused. And Peter thought, here I am, I was the closest of all to Jesus, and I had the best opportunity to learn all the wonderful things that he had to teach and share and show, and what have I done with him? And as he asked himself these questions, his life just seemed to be a nothingness. And as he did these things, he was not an educated man, he didn't know how to read and write, he didn't know how to do a lot of things that we take for granted in our time, but he didn't know those things. And so everything he had to do was like the early Hebrew church. Everybody had to remember things and memorize things, because there were no books, there were no Bibles to pass around. There were scrolls, but the scrolls were read by a very few, and the scribes who kept the scrolls could only sign their name to say they received them, but they could not read them. And so Peter took the words of Jesus, and he lived his life by that. And when Paul wanted to join Peter and become part of the ministry down in Peter's area, Peter said, no, thank you. You do what you want to do, and I'll do what I want to do. And so Paul went off to other areas to preach and teach and heal and do all the things that the master had talked about that he heard rumor of. He had never met the man before, and yet he was his greatest disciple. And Peter went his way. And Peter went among the people, shedding with them, sharing with them his undying love for the master, his belief that the things the master said were great and beautiful and good. And his illumination came when he said, I must walk my way without Paul. And so Paul went his way, and Peter went his way. And as Peter went his way, his illumination grew and grew and grew. And though we hear very little of him, he was a one-on-one minister to the teachings of the master. And as he went his way, lives were changed about him. Standards were built in the awareness of the one church that was being developed from the teaching. And pretty soon, Peter too understood the words of Jesus when he said, I have many flocks that await me. Letting Peter know that all the world was to be the flock of the master teacher, was to be that for which he came, for which he gave his all, to share the concepts that he learned from within himself. And he told Peter, go within and teach from that center, and you cannot make a mistake. This is the illumination that Peter had, a very wonderful illumination. And it's one that we oftentimes miss, because he's not the flamboyant Paul, or the other disciples who were more flamboyant. But he himself was a gentle, peaceful man, the tough guy, but he stood up to everything, living the words, the ideals, the concepts that he had been taught. Peter was quite an amazing fellow, and we have much to be thankful that he was there at the right time, doing the right thing in the right way, for the right purpose. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.